Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1534, How to Stay Motivated, by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. How to Stay Motivated, by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. I don't know about you, but I sure do love getting high. After all, getting high feels great, am I right? As you probably already know, exercise releases endorphins. Sure, it can be uncomfortable going all out on a set of kettlebell swings while you're gassed, but after we finish our workout, we get a sweet high. And on balance, this is actually a good thing. Some people never come to love the physical discomfort of training hard, and it can be hard to relate your training session to the other awesome but more long-term benefits of fitness. But we all can enjoy the feeling of being accomplished. While this is a net positive, we need to be cognizant of the perils. It's no joke to say you can develop addictive behaviors around your own brain chemistry. Physical therapist offices are full of people who couldn't resist the desperate craving of their fitness fix and pushed through warning signs that their joints were less than pleased. So, what should you do? How can you pursue your precious fitness high in a sustainable way? 1. Monitor your volume of cardio activities with the repetitive movement. By all means, if you love running, you should totally do it. Side note, I have a bit of a reputation for being anti-running. I am not at all anti-running. I am anti you doing things that hurt you that you don't even like when your goals don't require it. I personally enjoy going for runs and do so semi-regularly. I just don't do it to lose weight, as it's a subpar strategy at best. Activities like running, spinning, rowing, or swimming can be truly awesome elements of your fitness diet. You'll just want to monitor the total volume to prevent joint overuse injuries. Now, sadly, I have no guidelines to give you, as this is highly individualized. But if it hurts, you should stop. Don't justify joint damage because, quote unquote, fitness is healthy. We can train your muscles, heart, and brain, and release all of those wonderful endorphins without sending you to physical therapy. 2, vary your movement patterns. Prioritize fitness activities that vary up your movement, take joints through a full range of motion, and minimize repetitive impact. This is why good program design is such an important piece of long-term fitness success. Sadly, this isn't something you can count on with run-of-the-mill group fitness classes or personal trainers. Here at Mark Fisher Fitness, we take this very seriously because we want to do everything possible to keep you injury-free. Whether you work out with your friends at Mark Fisher Fitness or use another fitness solution, you're going to want to keep this in mind. 3, take care of your recovery. Proper nutrition and sleep are a big part of the equation here, as they'll help your body heal. Additionally, regular soft tissue work with a massage therapist can go a long way to love your muscles and keep your joints happy. And of course, proper warm-ups will heat up your body temperature and coax your joints into a full range of motion. Warm-ups and cool-downs are your friends here. Resist the desire to dive into a vigorous training session without a warm-up. Last but not least, don't try to release those endorphins every single time you work out. It's important to build in some movement into your life that helps the body recover, even if you don't get an aggressive endorphin burst. Consider adding in some gentle yoga, lower intensity training sessions, and long walks into your weekly fitness diet. And 4, add nature and/or friends. Doing fitness with other people invariably allows you to go harder because you can draft off each other in a group setting. It also builds in accountability and, frankly, makes it more enjoyable. And of course, based on the activity and the climate and the time of year, getting outside is almost always going to be an awesome choice. Whether it be some of the aforementioned walks, doing your workout outside, or going for a vigorous steep hike, there's something magical about getting your fitness magic outside that just makes that endorphin release that much better. You just listened to the post titled, How to Stay Motivated, by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I have met many an individual that say they have never felt that rush of endorphins after a jog or particularly challenging workout. In fact, they usually say they just feel exhausted with no accompanying endorphin high. I'm definitely not one of those. I always feel better after a particularly grueling workout. But I completely understand if that's not your thing. It just means we need to find another way to stay motivated to exercise. And like today's author Mark mentioned, it could be something as simple as being active with friends. This is because the mere act of spending time with those whose company we enjoy can also release good feeling hormones in the brain. Many studies have found that being in nature also releases those same hormones. That's why for some, the fall and winter seasons in general can increase depressive feelings. That's because lack of sun exposure can actually change the brain's chemistry. And yes, to prevent boredom, try new things. If you find yourself bored with your old routine, try just one new exercise for just one body part. That alone could get you out of that funk and rekindle your appreciation for all the wonderful things the body can do. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back here tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.